This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, it feels so good to not have to go anywhere this week. No, look, I know. Look, I had a good time down at the 2000 Mules premiere in Florida last week. I don't like traveling. I take that back. I like seeing new places because I like history and I certainly like Florida. I don't like events. It was a great event with so many cool people there, and I had a blast. But by the time they're done, man, I'm cashed. I'm done. By the time they're done, I need a vacation from the vacation. All right? Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about how people get killed by corrupt systems. Because Elon Musk had something to say. And Elon Musk specifically had this to say. Remember, Elon Musk, world's richest man, he's currently buying Twitter. And just, I want to recap this for those who may not know, because people who are into something assume everyone's into something. Everyone isn't on Twitter. I think it's like 2% of the population. Twitter is simply a social media site where you put little sayings. That's very limited. You can't write a long thing. You can respond to news of the day or respond to stories, but you just put little sayings on there, okay? Well, Elon Musk is the richest man in the world, South African. He's buying it, taking it private, and he wants free speech. And since then, he has had everybody from the Soroses to the Clintons to the Obamas to various media organizations coming after him in different ways. And Elon Musk said this. This was a couple days ago. This was on Sunday. Quote, "If I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you." Now, Elon is, I'm not one of these Elon worshipers. I like that he's buying it. It's fine. But he's definitely a funny guy. Definitely got some sarcasm in him. So I'm sure there was some of that mixed in. But that leads me to this email. And I do think it's important we do remember what we're up against here. "Hi, Jesse. You mentioned about Epstein. I thought the FBI raided the island and took all the videos and cameras. He had them everywhere. So I wanted to know, if there is a pedophile on there, why haven't they had them arrested?" let's pause on the Elon Musk thing for a moment, because this gets into the darker part of the world, and this gets into the darker part of society. And honestly, to be frank, it gets into a part of society we only want to exist in the movies and sitcoms. You know, you in the movies and sitcoms, you tune in, you want some dark, shadowy world of murderers out there taking out the other people and for the, to cover up for their own best interests. Now, that's the real world. That is the real world. The world we occupy, the world you occupy, the world I occupy, it is full of wealthy, powerful men who are more than willing to commit murder, lots of it, to protect their interests. That's not, I don't need even a breaking story about Elon Musk or Jeffrey Epstein to tell me that, because I have history books that tell me that. It's the whole history of the world. Chris brought up Zero Footprint. I've brought up this book before. I didn't write this book. The guy who did write the book is dead, and I never knew him, so I'm not pitching for a friend. You want to know how the world works? Go buy the book Zero Footprint. It's about a PMC, a private military contractor, a mercenary. And he talks about Afghanistan and Iraq and various things, but he talks about the PMC world and how there are many of them, totally on the up and up, hardcore patriots, work with the government, fighting for America. And there are many of them who are simply men who know how to kill, and they're paid handsomely to do so. And if you are Johnny Billionaire and you really, really like this little spot of ground in the Congo, and those stinking villagers who are there, they don't want to move, well, it doesn't cost very much to move them. I'll just put it that way. Permanently. That's the real world. Wealthy, powerful men have killed people to protect their interests throughout the history of the world. I mean, you've read about it in the Bible. King David sending, what's her name, Bathsheba's husband to the front lines because he thought she was hot. Got a guy killed. You've read about it in history book after history book after history book. Wealthy, powerful people have people killed who threaten their interests. And when you have a government, a system, it's much more than just a government. When you have a system like ours, they're more than happy to kill. Let's talk about the Jeffrey Epstein thing again real quickly here. Let's just talk about this really quickly. Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire. Jeffrey Epstein trafficked women, many of them underage. He bought and sold women like their cattle and abused them. And other billionaires, other politicians, they did it with him. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they did raid Jeffrey Epstein's home. And they did collect a lot of video. Collected a lot. Jeffrey Epstein was actually famous for keeping tabs, keeping records on the people who would patronize his services. Is that a good way to put it? He was famous for this. Well, where'd all that go? Someone has it. Someone knows what's on there. If the world, if corporations, if governments, if government agencies, if they're being run by sex traffickers, I would think that would be something they would want revealed, right? Well, normally they would want it revealed. But let's keep in mind, Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide when all the cameras got turned off and the guards fell asleep. Jeffrey Epstein, his right-hand woman, Ghislaine Maxwell, she just had a trial. She just had a trial, and remember, she was essentially a broker for Jeffrey Epstein. She was essentially a broker. That's what she was. She would buy and sell. She would help. She would help him. Her trial was completely shut down and sealed. We didn't have a single name released. No one knows anything. Explain that. Well, let me explain it for you. The system is rotted and corrupt, and the FBI is part of the rotted and corrupt system. And that is part of what I've been talking about from the very beginning of the show. about why we're descending. We're descending because the traditional means of how we achieve justice in this country, they're being taken away from us. Every single organization that gets rotted out by these communists from within, it creates this feeling within you and within me that there is no justice to be had. You just had a billionaire get arrested for sex trafficking. We can't find out a single one of his accomplices. So back to Elon Musk. I had a conversation with a media personality you would know. I'll put it that way. I don't have his permission to talk about him on air. I didn't ask beforehand. I'm sure he'd be fine. But a media personality you would know. We were texting back and forth. And actually, we were talking about Trump and whether or not Trump was going to run again and so on and so forth. And he said, well, what about Trump getting indicted? Trump might get indicted because Trump still might get indicted in New York. And to which I responded, well, let's be honest. If Trump gets indicted in New York, that's not going to hurt him in his primary challenges. It would help him. He'd campaign on it. And my guy I was texting with said, yeah, you're right. But if Trump gets the nomination, and he said this very matter-of-factly, he said, don't you just think they're going to kill him? And I said, that's actually a good point. My friend Daryl Cooper of the, that's not who I was texting, but my friend Daryl Cooper of the Martyr Made podcast has said this publicly. He said he's happy Donald Trump didn't win re-election because he thinks they were going to kill him. Once you impeach him twice, Russian collusion to get rid of him, that's the system exhausting all means at its disposal beyond more extreme means. We are entering an era. I know this sounds nutty, and I'm going to move off it because we're going to talk about other things here. But I want you to understand we're entering a new kind of era where ugly things are going to become more normal. And these things have been normal around the world for a long time. All right. Now, everyone isn't sitting by just watching this happen. It's part of the reason I'm so proud to speak for MyPillow. You know, I just went down to the 2000 Mules movie in Florida last week about all the election cheating and election fraud. Guess who was all over election cheating and election fraud immediately after the election when everyone was telling him to shut up? Mike Lindell was. Mike Lindell was out there costing himself a fortune so he could bring the truth to people. Right now, not only is he still selling the best betting products out there, his Giza Dream Sheets are 60% off. 60. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Jesse, and you get Giza Dream Sheets 60% off. Now's the time to go get two sets. You know how I always tell you to get two sets so you can always have one on when one's in the wash? MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. That's 800-845-0544.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. I'm not trying to be out there. I'm not trying to be a nut. Elon Musk says he may die under mysterious circumstances. The simple truth is, look, it's a numbers game. All right, it's a numbers game. Let me explain it to you like this. This is a great way actually to explain it. I just thought of this, Chris. It's going to be so brilliant. Hang on. No, let me explain something. If you were standing in front of a group of 50 men, all right, there are 50 men in front of you, and every single one of those men had just got released that day from a maximum security prison. They had done their time, and they're getting out, and they're getting out free. And you stood in front of those 50 men, and for whatever reason, you brought up the fact that you've got $50,000 in cash in the car. You're going to die. You're going to die, or in the very least, you're going to be robbed and probably assaulted. Why? Well, Look, you could stand in front of one of those guys, probably be okay, reformed himself, turning his life around, gave his life to Jesus, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe even two, maybe even three, maybe even four. But you get enough of these guys, you're inevitably going to say that to somebody who wants to remove that money from you. When we deal with people who challenge corrupt systems, historically and present, from Julius Caesar to Jesus Christ to, I mean, Huey Long, even people you don't like, the people who challenge Stalin. When you deal with people who challenge corrupt systems, people who challenge corrupt systems oftentimes lose their lives. Why? Think, pause for a moment. Just walk through this for a moment with me. I want you to consider exactly how many people currently residing in the United States of America and elsewhere, but let's stick with the United States of America. How many people residing in the United States of America are making a fortune on the fact our government is corrupt? How many? Defense contractors, pharmaceutical companies, food companies, solar companies, wind company. Look, I'm just going through industry after industry after industry in my head. Abortion providers. How many people have power and prestige based only on the fact that America is a corrupt country? Now, let me ask you something. Just like that room of 50 convicts, how many do you have to offend before one of them chooses to take drastic action to protect what's his? That's the way the world works. I'm not being a nutball. I'm telling you the history of the world works that way. It works that way. I have an email here about 2,000 mules. And of course, somebody wants me to talk about it because I went to the movie. And I just, as a really brief side note here, just as a little pet peeve, you should know this. You can email me anything you want. You know that. I'm not taking phone calls again tonight. I just don't take many. You can email me anything you want. I talk a lot about election cheating, do I not? I talk about it on radio. I talk about it on my TV show. Well, I have a TV show, remember, every single night on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. I have on guests like Liz Harrington who bring up actual video of the election cheating. I had Dinesh D'Souza on. I've spoken at length about what I think they did in the election and how much cheating they did. All that said, why don't you talk about election fraud, guy? Drives me up the wall. Because he's the guy, I don't know what this is. He's the guy, no matter how much you talk about it, in his mind, if you're talking about anything else, you don't care about America. I talk about election fraud all the time. And look, you obviously care about it. There's a headline here. In less than 12 hours, 2,000 mules, that's the name of the movie, grosses more than $1 million. And it did it on Locals and it did it on Rumble. Look, people care about this. And it does matter. And look, if you watch the movie, I would encourage you to watch the movie. You can tell this isn't just a video. It isn't just somebody's opinion. They geo-tracked the cell phones. You can geo-track somebody's cell phone and find out if it's in their right or left pocket. That's what geo-tracking of cell phones is. It's a fact. They cheated. It matters. It matters a lot. What are our elected representatives doing to stop it? It's not that they cheated. Set that aside. Democrats have always cheated. Yes, I know mail-in voting means they cheated a lot more. What blows me away is how many people on the right, especially our political leaders, our politicians, immediately signed on for, there was no cheating, the election was fair. We cannot win until we start replacing these losers on our side who insist on taking the leftist point of view all the time. It drives me up the wall. Why can't we accept what we're facing?
A charity that's opposed to abortion is being investigated as arson. The words, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, were spray painted on the walls of this office in Wisconsin before the building was set on fire with Molotov cocktails.
They're throwing firebombs into pro-life offices. People are out there openly calling for violence against you. We have reporters. There are reporters out there calling for violence. Reporter calls for violence against pro-lifers, says they shouldn't have peace or safety and until they're dead. Her name is Caroline Riley. She was talking about the anti-abortion groups burning down that pro-life office. She said, more of this. May these people never know a moment of peace or safety until they rot in the ground. She works for Rewire News Group. We are dealing with a level of evil out there, an evil that is committed to taking over the country. And so much of our side still constantly says things like, oh, I'm shocked they would. Oh, this is shocking. I'm shocked. How could they leak the SCOTUS decision? That's shocking. Buddy, if you're still shocked at this point in time, it's not their fault. It's your fault. It's time to wake up, grow up, and look in the mirror. All right? All right. Now, we have to talk about one of the true anti-communist leaders in this country right now. And I do the best I can not to wave anyone's pom-poms, as you know that. I don't man worship at all. But what they're doing right now in Florida when it comes to anti-communism is something we have to point out so all the states can get involved. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Sorry it took me a second to get back in there like you. I had to play the air drums for that part of the Phil Collins song. Now I'm ready. Chris, you don't shake your head either when I'm playing the air drums. You're such a party pooper. Every party has a pooper. That's why we invited you, party pooper. That's you, Chris. You wanted to play the air drums. You just can't make yourself do it. All right, let's celebrate something really quickly because there's enough ugliness out there, and we have a little flashback for you from 2018 here coming in a second. But Florida, and obviously Ron DeSantis is the head man down there, affectionately known as Heavy D, and he gets a lot of love and deservedly so right now. But I want to just take a minute here and also point out a lot of the things Heavy D is doing in Florida, he's able to do because they have a blood red state legislature. Your state representative, your state senator, can you name them? They're critically important. And these are offices, if you're fired up about everything right now, you can win. Yeah, it's tough. It's a slog. You can win these seats. Anyway, Heavy D's down there in the Florida Republicans, they're down there laying out anti-communism. This is how it's done.
You can see at a college campus students flying the hammer and sickle from the old Soviet Union flag. You will see students that will have T-shirts with Che Guevara on the T-shirts. You will see students that will idolize people like Mao Zedong. That, to me, speaks of a tremendous ignorance about what those individuals represented and the evils that communism inflicted on people throughout the world. And so our goal here is to stand for the truth, is to make sure that Florida every year will be able to speak the truth.
He's creating a Victims of Communism Day. I want to explain something really quickly here. This is incredibly important for the country because this should be in state after state after. You want to talk about anti-communism, real anti-communism? Real anti-communism is simply presenting to people what communism is and what communism has done. You know, I went to Europe one time, Chris. Don't roll your eyes. No. Everyone knows about the one trip I took to Europe. But we did. We went to Prague as one of those things. And Czechoslovakia suffered under communism, to put it mildly. We were walking out of our hotel. I think we were two blocks away from our hotel. And what did we come across? A museum of communism. It's big. You walk in, it's more than just a room. It's wall after wall after wall after wall of dead people and communist atrocities. And this is what the communists did there. And why did they do that, though? Why would you create a new communist museum like that? Because if you simply reveal who these people are, simply show people who they are, what they want, what they believe, how sick and depraved these people are, show them these people and people will realize communism is evil.
Yes, so I mean, here's the thing. Here's my feeling about the leaker. I would like to find out who the leaker is so I can make sweet love to that person. Because that person is a hero to me, okay? And if the leaker, yeah. A lot of people are saying it could be a conservative. If the leaker is a Republican, and if I get pregnant during our lovemaking, I will joyfully abort our fetus and let them know.
That's on MSNBC. That's the level of evil we're dealing with here. And if we simply reveal them, just show them to be what they are, they can never gain power. That's why they're always lying. People ask, Jesse, they're lying about this and they're lying about that. And how do we stop them from lying? Look, they can't ever stop themselves from lying. The entire religion is based on lies because the second people find out the truth, they're horrified. They're even lying about who the leaker is.
How much has this leak rattled the institution and the way it's viewed?
Well, the way it's viewed, it's an earthquake. And I think within the court itself, it's an earthquake. There has never been a leak like this. There have been minor little springs that have emerged from the court. Reports of a tentative vote back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, there were leaks, those kinds of leaks. But never an entire draft of a majority opinion. That has never, ever occurred before, and it can only, in all likelihood, have come from a justice that I think is less likely, perhaps one of the clerks, and the leading theory is a conservative clerk who was afraid that one of the conservatives might be persuaded by Chief Justice Roberts to join him.
None of that's true. That lady, that hag goes on for another hour or another minute. None of that's true. None of it's true. We have to accept this. And I think every single state, especially the red states, because I know the blue ones won't do it, which is weird. That's weird. The blue states don't want to talk about anti-communism. That is odd, because I've been told Democrats aren't communists. Anyway, every single red state should be starting with not only a Victims of Communism Day, there should be monuments. Monuments to communism. Monuments to the amount of death they've poured out there. People should grow up educated about that disgusting religion, and they're not. Instead, we have a country full of people who've been educated about how evil America is. I played a little bit of it for you earlier in the show in case you missed it at the beginning. I'm going to play it again, just a little taste of it. It's a montage of the media reaction to the Black Lives Matter protests last summer. And the reason I'm playing that now is I want you to take a minute while you listen to this, and I want you to remember how many people you saw in the streets in cities across the country dumping on America. How many different parts of this culture, corporations, churches, remember I lost my church during that time, government, Democrats, Republicans, how many people did you see out there trashing your country during all that nastiness? It was endless. And that doesn't just happen. It happens because a huge percentage of this country has been trained to hate the country.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists, and they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
Any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
Well, thank goodness for the looters, man.
And please show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I don't care that much about statues.
Shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
What you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before. And then this is.
That's what we're up against here. People, we're up against a population of people who hate the country. I have said before, I'll say it again, it's a little dark, I know that, but we really have a patriotism problem above all. And that sounds so cliche, oh, it's so hokey, wrap yourself in the flag, but I really do mean it. Look, either you're trained, we're all trained in something, either you're brought up and trained to appreciate the country, to appreciate the blessings you have, to appreciate where you live, or you're brought up to hate the place. And we have spent decades now indoctrinating kids to hate the place. How many times have I played for you that Yuri Bezmenov clip when he talks about the Soviets doing it on purpose, getting in our schools and teaching our kids to hate the country? And remember, he says they don't even get presented with an alternate point of view. They don't even get presented with a counterbalance of Americanism. It's just America sucks, America sucks, America sucks, America sucks. And then we wake up one day and 50% of the country thinks America sucks and we act shocked. All right, that's enough of Heavy D. It's enough of these crazy reporters. We have problems with Joe Biden's new press secretary. Uh-oh. Before we get to that, let's talk once again about Bill Gates. Let's talk about this voice.
It wasn't until early February when I was in a meeting that experts at the foundation.
Do you hear that voice? The longer I play this, I want you to know, the longer I play this, the more your testosterone levels drop.
It wasn't until early February I was in a meeting.
It's 37 seconds long. If I play this thing all the way through, your T levels will be at zero by the time
I'm done. It wasn't until early February when I was...
Testosterone levels, in all seriousness, they're at a record low. They're half of what they were 50 years ago. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, they're here to help you. They're desperately concerned about the raising estrogen levels in men and the crashing testosterone levels. And they're not selling chemicals or medical filth. Natural herbal supplements. Raise your T levels by 20% in 90 days. And they have a 35% off store-wide right now. Go to choq.com and get the Ultra Male Vitality Stack. That's what you need. The Ultra Male Vitality Stack. choq.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I should clarify something. Yes, back here in the chair, but this might actually be our last show. Chris, how easy is it to die of dehydration? Would you look that up for me, please? Quit rolling your eyes, Chris. And for those who don't know, the weather today in Houston, that's where the show's based, I'm in Houston, it's in the 90s for sure. Probably feels like, what, Chris? Chris, I didn't say what the weather was. I was saying what it feels like. All right, so it feels like if I look at my weather app, it says it's 85, but it feels like the surface of the sun. That's what it feels like outside in Houston right now. You may remember, just stay with me a moment. We'll get back to the show. You remember when someone stole my phone charger? You remember when I went off on the show about thieves and how much I hate them? And someone came in the studio to fix the air conditioning and improve the air conditioning. They were putting an addition in the air conditioning in the studio, and my phone charger went missing. It never leaves the one spot, never has, never will. One of these guys stole my phone charger. And you remember how mad I was about that? Well, apparently, while they were busy stealing my phone charger, they were, I kid you not, disconnecting the air conditioning they were brought in here to fix. It's about, I would guess, 300 degrees here in the studio right now, give or take a degree or two. I am sitting here sweating profusely. Look, it's a good thing they don't have that fancy simulcast thing up with the camera on there, because I'm ready to go skins. I'm going to go skins in here, Chris. And you're, yes, I am. There aren't any rules, Chris. We don't have management here today. I'm going skins, baby. I already have shoes off. Hey, I might be pants off by the end of the show, Chris. What? Speaking of Jeffrey Epstein, what? Was that too much? But seriously, how long, could you do me a favor, Chris, and look up how long I have to live if it remains at this temperature? I just want to check on that before we get to this. Biden's new press secretary, I love this, people are so good. Biden's new press secretary sparks a conflict of interest concerns over a relationship with CNN's Suzanne Malvo. Remember, her name's Corinne Jean-Pierre. That's the new press secretary. She's a lesbian. She also is in some sort of, I don't know, scissor relationship with CNN's Suzanne Malvo, which I thought created one of the funniest things out there, of people saying this could create a conflict of interest. So CNN is going to what? Start saying what the White House wants them to say? That's what they've been saying. They've been saying it the whole time. How does anything change if Jean-Pierre starts scissoring with everybody at CNN? How in the world does that change for anybody? Of course there's a conflict of interest. We have regime media. Virtually all the media now in the country, they trot out the talking points the White House wants them to trot out if they're Democrats. What, Chris, do you have info on my dehydration? Would you look it up, please? I know. I could die any minute. You never know. This is like the cobra bite, only worse. This is the cobra bite, only worse. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I want to bring back this little doozy. This is Lori Garrett. This is the National Academy of Medicine. This is from 2018. Let's just do a little flashback on what medicine used to be.
There's only a couple of countries that have ever really done large-scale studies to try and figure out what might work. Japan, it may not surprise you, is one of them. And they, in one of their large studies, they basically showed that the masks, it seemed like the major efficacy of a mask is that it causes alarm in the other person. And so you stay away from each other. And that's what I think happened with SARS. When I was in the SARS epidemic, I saw everywhere all over Asia, people started wearing these masks. And it is alarming when you walk down a street and everybody coming towards you has a mask on. You definitely do social distancing. You definitely, it's just a gut thing. But did the mask really help them? Did the mask keep the virus out? Almost certainly not. If the virus was in their around their face, the mask would not have made the difference.
I'm going to juxtapose that, what that doctor just said back in 2018, with this brand new 60 Minutes episode coming out.
According to the CDC, hospital admissions data shows the number of teenage girls who have been suicidal has increased 50% nationwide since 2019.
I thought it was normal.
Sophia Jimenez was one of them.
I remember crying every night and not knowing what was going on, and I felt so alone.
Sophia and her friend Nina Hughes were in eighth grade looking forward to high school when COVID turned their worlds upside down.
Just going to pause here for a moment. I'm going to let her keep going. Eighth grade. Eighth grade girls. Little girls should be worried about pimples and Barbie dolls or whatever girls are playing with today and the cute boy in gym class. Not these girls. Listen to this.
Down. I've always been a super smart kid and I've always had really good grades.
Okay, first of all, same. Anyway, gonna let her keep going.
And then as soon as the pandemic hit, I failed a class. When I was virtual, I had no motivation to do anything. I would just sit in my room, never leave. And it was like obvious signs of depression.
My mental health got really bad, especially my eating disorder. I was basically home alone all day. My parents, well, they noticed that I wasn't eating. I would refuse to eat. So then they ended up taking me to the hospital.
Sophia had to stay in the hospital for 2 weeks before a bed opened up at a psychiatric facility.
Your generation, like, got hit with this in what's supposed to be kind of a fun, carefree time. What was lost? What did you guys lose during the pandemic?
Myself.
Yourself?
Yeah.
All that over a mask and social distancing that didn't do a daggone thing. That's the level of evil we're up against. That's what we're up against. These are the powers we're up against. And again, it's not that it's some whack job on the street corner, right? We can deal with him. Shoot, we can drive by him. Just keep on cruising, ignore him. This level of evil, these people who have done this to us, they're in positions of power over us. That's the problem. I mean, I'm going to get to some emails here in a second, but the first one wants to know science and signs of life and what is a life? Why is it so hard for people today? Hang on, I'll explain.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, nine times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.